into the Rosie on the House radio program, a 26-year Arizona Saturday morning tradition. Dale is going to join us in the conversation, going inside his sprinkler box. Dale, tell us what you see.
Hi, I'm currently rebuilding two valve boxes just because of their age. I needed more power, et cetera. But I've encountered slime mold in one of them, and I mean a big, like, couple of fist-size brackets of this white stuff growing. I remove it, throw it away. But the only thing I can find on the internet to kill this stuff is to give it more heat or let it dry out. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned that when I rebuild that area, that this soil's got spores in it, and do I need to treat that soil before I put all this back together with new fixtures?
I would get a bunch of soil sulfur. Not
sulfur?
A bunch, but yeah, sulfur. Uh-huh. Sulfur is a good natural fungicide. It would definitely help when you start putting it all back together. And we talked about drainage. Maybe actually excavating below where the box is going in and add some quarter minus granite down below that so it doesn't... all valve boxes get wet and stay wet. Some are worse than others. Valves, you know, if the valves are leaking a little bit, but you know, there's always going to be a little leakage in those valves, and it's, you know, it's down below grade and it's covered, and it's just the perfect place for things like slime molds and roaches and all kinds of things to live. So maybe actually adding some drainage below it, and then putting, you know, and then occasionally going in there with a little, with a handful of soil sulfur and just scattering it around in the valve box wouldn't hurt. Probably even, you know, kind of washing the valves and the box, the side of the box with some bleach or something like that, probably not a bad idea either.
But the good news is he's placing it, replacing it because it's age. It's the mold, the slime's growing because there's water. The new valve shouldn't be leaking as much, and if he lets it dry out, that's 90% of his problem.
Right, and then the other thing is when you're removing, and it sounds like you already have, but be very careful removing whether it's mushrooms or, you know, toadstools, any kind of slime molds. When you pick those up, if you scatter those, you are going to scatter the spores. I usually tell people take a garbage bag over there and just kind of pick them up and shove them right in the garbage bag as you're scraping them off and moving them.
We appreciate the call, Dale. Good luck getting your sprinklers reinstalled. It's Saturday morning. We are at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. Mark, y'all are here all day. If somebody didn't get in, they can come down and see you all weekend.
Absolutely. We'd love for you guys to come on down, whether it's today or tomorrow. You can also go on our website at www.sunburstlandscaping.com. We have an incredible website with a lot of information. We do free estimates, free design work for both artificial turf and landscaping. If you're interested, you can call our office at 623-412-2200. The biggest thing that we tell people is artificial turf is not built the same. There's a lot of options out there, so you definitely want to get an education from us along with the other research that you do. So be sure that you get a hold of our office and have a design consultant come out to give you a full education on not just artificial turf, but our company and Easy Turf as well, because it is not built the same. It's very different products in the market, and the manufacturer that we represent is the top of the line manufacturer in the world with 22 NFL installations, 175 plus NCAA. So we do have a product that's going to last longer, drain better, and stuff along those lines.
Thanks for joining us this morning. And Mr. Harper, sounds like quite a shindig next week.
Next week, you guys are going to be at our place on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. We've, you know, if folks haven't seen it yet, we've got a landscape design center there. Bellegarde Paver is going to be there with their pizza oven. We're going to be cooking pizzas. Mike Patrone, our normal hot dog cook, is going to be cooking dogs on our outdoor kitchen. And we're going to have Velarde Gardens there talking about growing vegetables, the pond gnome. A lot of our landscape partners will be there teaching classes, answering questions. And, of course, we're going to feed you and have the radio show there from 8 to 11. So come on out.
Come on out. Time. And we've talked about all the things you can do with vegetables, with flowers and your mums and overseeding. It'd be a great opportunity to get any hands-on answers.
We'll be there. The Harper boys will be there answering any kind of question that you might have when it comes to lawns, landscape, lighting, irrigation, hardscape, and, of course, growing vegetables and flowers with, you know, I hate to tell you how many years of experience we got because we're all getting old, but a lot.
That's next Saturday at Harper's Nursery. Next hour, open line hour here at Rosie on the House, then 10 o'clock hour talking home financing.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.